This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Selby Mota, last name Mota, M for Mary, O, T for Tom, A for Apple, first name Shelby, S for Sam, H for House, E for Europe, L for Larry, B for Boy, Y. Date March 21st, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 30-year-old female patient who comes with a history of upper retrosternal chest pressure lasting from few minutes to few hours, and it feels like a tightness, period. The symptom is continuous, and when it happens, she would take few deep breaths and hold her breath for the relief of the symptom, period. Symptom is accompanied by palpitation at times and also the numbness and tingling of the left arm, period. There are times where the tingling and numbness of the left arm can happen without any symptom of chest tightness, and it may last for few minutes to hour, period. The patient says that the above symptom can happen anytime, either at rest or with activity, but when it happens with rest, it is not frequent, and maybe she's also not noticing her symptom because she's busy with her activity, period. The symptom has been happening for 2.5 years at a frequency of about one per day, but there are days when she would not have any symptom, period. She does tend to be an anxious person, period. For last 2 to 5 years, she's also noticing feeling of being feeling hot and quickly having sweating, period. She complains of night sweats also, period, and she tends to perspire frequently, even while just having dinner or working at her desk, period. Symptom of left arm numbness and tingling can happen anytime. They have been happening for last 2 years. Sometime it will also happen in the right arm, and also sometime it would happen in both toes, T for Tom, O, E for Europe, S. And generally, right toe is more than the left toe, period. Toe, T for Tom, O, E, period. New paragraph. She also gives history of left arm numbness accompanied by numbness of the face on both sides, which has happened in last few months about 3 to 4 times, period. Complaints of lightheadedness on getting up or with the change of position. She may feel spinning, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, I for India, N for Nancy, E and G, plus feeling of warmth in the head, and see things that occasionally she would feel that her head will explode, period. She also sees stars at times when she's feeling lightheaded, period. She does work out 45 to 60 minutes a day, 6 days a week, and at times after workout or during the workout, she feels her head is spinning and her ears are ringing. Plus, after the workout, sometimes she will feel lightheaded, period. History of palpitation, which can happen at any time and may last 15 to 20 minutes, period. No history of any unusual shortness of breath, period. No history of syncope, period. No history of any recent cough with expectoration, period. No history of edema of feet, comma, bleeding tendency, or GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph, past history. In last 3 months, he has reported that occasionally in doctor's office, her blood pressure has been mildly elevated, but she was advised that she does not need any treatment at present period. 5 years ago, she was told that she has a pre-diabetes, but now she was told that she does not have any pre-diabetes period. No history of any cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. She has been told to have irritable bowel syndrome, period. And she tends to be an anxious person, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she claims to be allergic to sulfur, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, father who is 55-year-old has a hypercholesterolemia, period. Mother who is 53-year-old has a heart murmur, period. Sister who is 24-year-old, she has a POTS, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, S for Sam, comma, diabetes and lupus, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she is on birth control pills for last 10 years, period. New paragraph. Prior medication, she is on magnesium pills, period. New paragraph, the personal history. She works in a college admission office as a counselor. C for Charlie, O, U, N for Nancy, S for Sam, E for Europe, L for Larry, O, R. And she is mostly with a computer, period. Next line, she is 5 feet 5 inch tall and her weight is 145 pound, period. Her work is a stressful work because she's also in the marketing, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis, which are traced to 1 over 4, traced to 1 over 4. The both posterior tibials are 2 over 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 110 over 70 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 2x6 soft left lower parasternal area murmur along with the ejection systolic click, period. In left lateral position, this click moves into the first heart sound and murmur becomes slightly louder. So the murmur becomes 2 to 3x6 in the left lateral position, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and it is within normal limits, period. New paragraph. Analysis. The patient has multiple symptoms of chest tightness, coma, dizziness, coma, palpitation, and feeling of numbness in the left arm, period. The she does not have any significant past history or family history, period. The plan is to do stress test to evaluate her response to exercise, both from point of view of any chest pain, coma, ST changes, and or cardiac arrhythmias, period. The clinic, there is a clinical finding suggestive of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, plus with her other symptom, it was felt that echocardiogram should be done to evaluate for mitral regurgitation, coma, mitral valve prolapse, and any cardiomyopathy, period. New paragraph. The patient was explained various findings in detail, which she understood well, and she had no further questions, period. The new paragraph. The initial impression, number one, symptom of chest tightness, next line, number two, symptom of recurrent palpitation, next line, number three, symptom of lightheadedness, number five, history of hypertension detected about 2 months ago, but not now. Number six, history of prediabetes 5 years ago, but not now, period. Next line, number seven, clinically mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number six, there is no indication of any significant postural hypotension. Postural P4 Paul OS, T for Tom UR, A for Apple, L for Larry, hypotension HY, P for Peter O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. Number eight, irritable bowel syndrome, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.